In today's video, I'm going to be sharing a case study and a transformation from one of my clients, Chris. And when Chris and I started working together, he was stuck in a corporate job, making a lot of money, being very comfortable, but feeling like he was called for more, feeling like he was meant to pursue his purpose of changing the way that men take care of themselves. And in this conversation, we talk about some of the strategies that he used to get clear on his long-term vision, some systems that he used to overcome the fear of taking that next step, and how he was just able to go for it. And so if you are stuck in that corporate job, if you have that idea that's on your heart of doing something on your own or pursuing something more in line with your purpose, then you're going to get a ton of value out of this episode. And without further ado, let's get into it. All right, Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
Sweet. Well, I'm definitely excited to have this conversation today and hear more about your experience, your wins, and kind of what you're up to now. But just to kick things off, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, and what led to us connecting in the first place?
Yeah, for sure. Who I am. So I am on, at this point in life, I'm on a mission to change the way men take care of themselves. So there's service in there. There's, you know, a purpose, a strong purpose in there. There's an entrepreneurial spirit in there. So what led us to connecting is just big, massive transition in life. I think when we started, we called it the Big Five, but it was going from A to B, and there was a lot of things in the way that I thought I could handle myself. And a really good lesson for me is that when you bring somebody else that doesn't necessarily know your entire background or your story, but just fresh eyes that also has the skill set to help you balance and create and set a system, you're going to be much better off. So thank you for that. But that was really the big, you know, reason that we connected.
Yeah. And I remember I first like got connected with you when I started seeing betterment popping up and that language of like helping men take care of themselves and changing the way that men take care of themselves. And I was drawn to that from the beginning because that's like a big like purpose and a big calling. And that's the way that I feel about what I'm doing as well. And so can you just tell us like what were some of those challenges that you had as you were working through that transition period?
Oh man. Okay. So I'll paint a little bit of context. So I was with the same company for 11 years. I was looking at a promotion. I wasn't feeling great about it. I had this tug to go another direction. And that's very hard. Like you're sleeping in a very comfortable bed and you're thinking about what's on the other side of this line, right? So you draw the pros and the cons and you put a line in the middle and you're like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I think during COVID, I think a lot of men started to feel very isolated. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that was missing for me and really the genesis behind Betterment is building a community where guys can come together, feel like obviously we're connected by talking about some of the harder things going on in life, getting things off our chest that we're starting to bury a little bit, and also creating a sense of connection through educating each other. So Betterment is really about guys coming together, talking about the hard things, kind of this little bubble where we can share whatever. And then at the same time, one guy is in charge per month of educating us and presenting to us research and, you know, challenges associated with a longevity habit. So it's this space that, and it's what I needed during COVID is really what it was. It's community-based focus on longevity habits. So it's been a ton of fun since we started that.
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen a couple of the things that you guys have been focused on with like cold plunges, zone two, journaling, grounding. Yep. You know, I'm curious because it seems like from even the coaching side, some of the things that we worked on and you like learned have had an impact on the Betterment like group as well. So as you reflect on just like the coaching aspect, like what were some of the parts that were the most beneficial for you?
Well, I think even beyond Betterment. So for me, I was leaving a company I started a whole new company. I had a side business going. I was very active. Like I had, I pursued an Ironman and trained and completed that. That always movement has always helped my mind. One of the things at that time was I took a gnarly fall skiing and I blew my shoulder out completely, in which I couldn't move for like 8 weeks. So you put all these things in place and I was like, my therapy of movement is gone. And so I need a lot of help with transition. And I think there's a stigma. I think that men are just kind of expected, you know, it's like a social norm to put the chest out, put the chin up and just solve things on our own. And when you start to battle that and you see things on your plate that you're like, oh man, I don't know that I can get through that alone. And then you take movement away, which for me was a crutch of therapy. Like I was like, I need so much help. And I think I had just organically started following you somehow, some way. I think you were training for an Ultraman and, you know, Instagram was doing its thing as we were both training. And it's like, man, this dude's feels real and genuine. And the more we got to talking and know each other, it was an easy choice for me to be like, I don't know exactly what I need, but I need help. And what I learned was that you created a space for a system and you helped me so much with clarity on just seeing like, not only where you're going, but the work that needs to be done. And so really just following you and understanding, you know, the principles that you have in place for how you're doing your podcast, for how you think about your business, for how you think about life way outside of work, right? In the next 5 to 10 years. And so helping me in those areas was an enormous help for me.
Yeah. And I think a big reason why is because I just went through that same transition just a few months before you, from working at a full-time job for 10 plus years, working on my podcast, my business on the side, then paving the way to like leave that comfortable position to just go all in on your purpose and your calling and the world of entrepreneurship. And I think that's what like allowed me to really help you get that clarity.
Yeah,
because I had gone through it and I knew the fears, I knew the doubts, I knew the conversations that you had to have, but it all led to clarity. And whenever like I've been at my best, it's when I am the most clear on like, what am I trying to do? And like, what's the path to get there? Yep. I'm curious for you, because clarity is a big thing that you got out of it and something that you probably talk about with the Betterment guys. How did you actually get that clarity, or how do you, you know, seek clarity in your life?
So we can talk about clarity of purpose. I think if we define clarity a little bit, that might help some of the audience. Like for me, I knew it was like sitting in jail. And I mean that from a sense of like, you know, that you're supposed to be doing something else. You can feel it. Like you can see it. It's all over you. You see it out in the universe all day long. You just have no idea what that first step looks like. And what happens is, I think a lot of times we see where people are and we aspire to be in these spaces that people are in, but we don't see the work that they've put in for 1 to 2 to 3 years or 4 years or whatever it's taken them to get there. Right. So you can sit paralyzed. And that's what I mean by jail, is like sitting paralyzed, because you're like, yeah, I'm supposed to go over there and do something. And like, I feel that, I just have no idea where to start. Right. You think about today, like if you were to try to start something on social media, where do you go? You can go YouTube, you can go podcast, you can make a vlog, you can make a blog, you can make a website. There's a million things you can write a book. There's a million things you can do. And so clarity came to me from working with you when it came to like, all right, what's the process that what are we going to do tomorrow? What are the small little wins? And it sounds like we all know this stuff, but until you actually put it in place, you can sit there with this dream and this feeling, but with no like actionable items behind it, it is mental jail, 100%. And so the biggest piece that you provided for me was a system and small attainable wins and figuring out what a really good day and a really good week looks like as you start to chip away at that bigger picture.
Yeah, I think that's huge, because once you have the clarity, you know what success looks like, then it makes it a lot easier to follow through. So how has your life changed, or your your everyday life changed since you've gone through the coaching process? Like, what are some results or wins that stand out to you?
I mean, one of the big ones that you helped me overcome was fear. So, you know, learning that fear is simply in our imagination. It's something that hasn't even happened yet. We're kind of stuck because we think about it. Yeah. You helped me big time by giving me some tools to get through that. And I think too, man, like there's a sense of having somebody in your corner that believes in you, is being very real with you, like helps you with challenges, helps you with beliefs, provides a very nice sense of reality. Like, I think that was a huge win for me. Like, yeah, you can do this, but here's the work that needs to be done. Or if you're thinking about it this way, maybe you think about it this way, or, you know, instead of trying to invent everything, you have some things right in front of you. What are those things? So just seeing a bigger picture as opposed to like a very tight tunnel was something that you really helped me with.
Yeah. Fear is such a, like an interesting thing. And it came up a lot for me as I was going after bigger goals and chasing these, like this purpose and this calling of signing up for bigger races. Every time I would sign up for a big race, I would be hit with some excitement, but definitely some fear. Starting my podcast, starting my business, deciding to like quit my job and go all in. Every single time, like there's fear. And so one of my favorite strategies to work through that I'm pretty sure that we did is fear setting. Yep. And that's where you know, like list out what, you know, what are you afraid of? And going through the entire process there has been really, really helpful. So talk to me about, like, now that you have the clarity, now that you have like the fear, I know that betterment is a big part of your life. I know that you're an author and you're working on a new book. So what are some of the exciting things that you have going on with betterment, and what are some of the things that you're working on now?
Yeah, we have our first, like, Betterment right now is a small group of guys that, you know, get together virtually. We have our first like in-person weekend coming up. We're going to base it around longevity habits and sharing and getting together. So really excited about just getting together and having a good, like, solid weekend of connection, if you will. We're actually doing it at Cedar Ranch down in Austin. Deb's
oh,
place.
Cool.
Yeah, it'll be sweet, man. So really excited about that. As you think about the future of Betterment, like, it's something that you want to protect the intimacy of, like, having good, close conversations, right? Like, you can scale a group of guys getting together, no problem. But if you put 100 or 1,000 people on a Zoom call, you've got to find a way to creatively make that work so everybody feels connected and everybody feels like it's the right space for sharing things. So that's goal number one as I think about where this is going to go. But, you know, on the purpose side of things, like, for me, Betterment is a true representation of, like, community and getting things out that we bury or getting things out that we don't necessarily know where to share. And so for me, one of the big steps that you helped me with is just getting things on paper, right? Like, mm-hmm. We have over 60,000 thoughts in our head a day. Like, that can provide a lot of paralyzing agents. And so getting it on paper really helped me focus and see where I was headed and what I was doing and what I was burying. And so that is now turned into a book, which, you know, I think about the next step is getting that book rolling and then hopefully just starting to speak and move that around a little bit. The whole goal that I have in life is just to help one guy, one man a day feel better. And if it's the same guy over and over, great. But, like, if there's something in there, and I think this is similar with your purpose, if there's something you can provide to simply help somebody, I'll go to the ends of the earth to do it, you know? And that's something that you pulled out of me. It was in there. I just needed help getting it out. And that's something that you really helped me with.
I think that's why we just, like, really connected from the beginning, is just that purpose driven entrepreneur, or that mission driven entrepreneur, because that's who we are and that's who we want to be around. And I'm just, like, really inspired by what you're doing and what you're building. I think it's going to be really special. And I mean, it already is special because of the connections and the transformations that you're making. Yeah. And so as you've been reflecting on the transformation that you've gone through, if you were to, like, think back, maybe when you were still stuck in that comfortable job, if you were to go back and speak to yourself in that situation, knowing what you know now, what are some of the things that you would tell yourself?
Oh, speed, just go, like jump, like take the risk. Yeah, take the risk, let it go. Like you can play ping pong all day long in your head, but just go. That's one. And two, like I would look at it. It's vulnerable to say, but I would look at hiring a coach. I would look at hiring somebody sooner. I'd look at you and I connecting sooner. Like speed is definitely your friend in a decision that you know needs to be made, right? Like you can sit there and wait and wait, wait, but I would definitely use speed to my advantage. I would hire somebody sooner to help me, you know, just to be that mirror of like, hey, this is what I'm hearing. This is what I'm seeing. Like that helps you move. And then also like, it comes down to your gut. Like your intuition is real. It's there.
Yeah.
You start to see some things, like listen to them, you know, don't shrug those off. Like they're coming to you for a reason. If you feel it, if you're seeing it often, there's a reason. Like just jump and have somebody along there that's going to help you along the way.
Isn't that so funny? Like seeing that on the other side.
Oh God.
Like, you know, like if somebody were to tell you in that space, like just go for it, you would probably resist it. But after you have gone through the process, like actually made the transition, you know, you're excited, you're energized on the other side.
Yeah.
That's like the piece of advice. Like, that just kind of stands out to me.
I mean, for every entrepreneur, you got to think if you're coming from like, I'll just call it corporate America or I don't know, like a system, and you want to go do your own thing. The question is like, what do you need to have in place first in order to make that happen? Right. So what is that bridge of fear? Financially, it needs to look like this every month, or the model needs to look like this, or this is where I need to get to mentally, or whatever it is. That to me is like the magic sauce of like, once you start to figure that question out, that jump, it's just not that big. It's not a huge leap, especially if that's your purpose and you're aligned to be doing that. Not a big deal. You just need somebody to help you do that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, big things that you have talked about, like number one is clarity. Another one is fear.
Yep.
Another one is just kind of having that system to navigate all of that. Is there anything else that stands out to you about your coaching process that you feel like you really want to recommend or highlight to somebody who's listening, who's maybe thinking about making that leap?
Yeah, 100%. I think there's something to be said for somebody that doesn't actually know you all that well. So those that are close to you, I think their main job is to protect you, right? Like most of your family, all of your family likely, and your really close friends, the odd one will, but typically the majority will not tell you the super hard things that will put you at risk. And that's fair. Like we need that. We need that love and support to keep us in a good spot. But there was something about our connection that was so genuine because one, there's shared interest in like endurance and endurance sports, along with like mental health, along with like having the big picture in mind and the entrepreneurial spirit towards health and longevity for sure. But there was something magical about like, we really had a clean blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say just because you don't, like, we didn't really know each other. We talked like three times and I was, you know, we were like, dude, handshake, let's do this thing. I would say there was a lot of power in that because, you know, outside looking in can help provide a lot of color that you're not really seeing.
So that's so true. Like, cause I've had the same thing with starting these entrepreneurial ventures, and you so desperately want like your family and your closest friends to like love it and support it and tell you what you want to hear. But the number one thing that they're going to do is try and like love you and protect you.
Yeah,
and a lot of times,
yeah.
A lot of times taking these leaps, it just doesn't, align with that.
Yeah.
If they haven't experienced it before. So that's a really good perspective that I hadn't thought about.
Especially family, right? Like you got to think about if we're fortunate enough to still have both parents, like that generation was different. That generation was 9 to 5, systematic, went to work and came home, got a steady paycheck, tried to be predictable. There weren't a ton of entrepreneurs. And entrepreneur was kind of weird back then, right? That was very different.
Yeah.
The world didn't align to that. You know, the ones that stood out really had to endure. Now that's not the case, right? So like, of course your family, especially if it's your parents, are going to be like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
how can you leave predictable and safe to take on a risk? That makes no sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so finding somebody who's in that space and also like able to provide a good amount of like, you know, ROI or risk versus benefit, really cool experience. And I actually enjoyed that the most, that we didn't necessarily have a ton of context on each other, but we're able to get to a really cool spot.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess one other question, just looking forward, now that you have the clarity, now that you have the tools to overcome the fear, now that you have some of the systems, like, how do you think your future will be different now?
I'll tell you this, when you start to act to your purpose, and when you start to just be truly aligned to like what you should be doing, and you work on the fear and you work on yourself, you feel unstoppable. And that's not in like, that's not meant to be arrogant. That's meant to be like on fire. Like if you are working at what you're supposed to be doing, that's the difference between call it a year ago and today, is like, I'm not working. Like I'm just flying, right? Like I'm moving every single day. I'm making progress towards like a bigger purpose. Like if you want to call that work, go ahead. I think the other side to that too, that's really important, is having a clear understanding of, you know, what your financial responsibilities are. If you can afford to take a risk, without having a system in place, maybe you jump sooner. But like, once you satisfy your internal fear and satisfy exactly, you know, what do I need to make to support whatever it is around you, or whoever it is around you, once you can figure those two things out, you're on fire. And I think the more you act towards your purpose, you just start flying.
It's a good feeling, right?
It's the best.
Just knowing, like, it, knowing that the work that I'm doing on a daily basis is contributing to this higher purpose, and knowing that I have the tools to like overcome whatever obstacle is coming my way. It's not like it's going to be easy. It's not like there aren't going to be obstacles, but you just feel empowered and equipped to overcome it. That's the way that I think about it.
I mean, that's the whole, like, you know, the inner endurance or the Endurify idea is like, whatever's coming your way, you can endure. Whatever is coming your way, you'll be able to withstand. If you're on track with your purpose and you have a system in place, doesn't matter. It's not going to be a straight linear line up to the right. There's going to be some bumps, going to be some down moments, but like you can endure that, right? If you're in a space or if you're in a model or a system that doesn't align or isn't correct for you, that stress is going to be paramount compared to like, all right, you know, this is a little blip. I'm going to keep rolling.
Yeah, I love that. Well, I've just got to say, man, like I've been super inspired by you from the beginning because of that mission to change the way that men take care of themselves by your vulnerability and telling your story and really like stepping up and going for it. So I just want to say thank you and that I'm inspired by you. And I just want to encourage you to keep going because I believe in you and I believe in what you're doing. And I'm excited to just hear like what comes next with you and with Betterment. So as we're wrapping up here, is there anything else that you wanted to mention that we haven't already?
No, I just want to say thanks. I think that in a world of a ton of social media and exposure right now, there's a surplus of people making it look easy and making it look happy and making it look like kind of floaty. And what you've been able to do is provide a very genuine touch to coaching and helping others. And I would say there's not a lot of fluff in there. There's a lot of reality on like, if we want to go to a different space, we've got to put some work in and I can help you do that. I think I've always been drawn towards your genuine approach and who you are as a person. And so I just want to say thanks for that. I think you can get caught up in the idea that, you know, potentially some others, or you can take it a different direction. I'll say that, where it's very based on, you know, monetary value and a transactional feel. You don't have that. You know, I think you're in it for the long game. You want to genuinely serve others. And I just want to say thanks for that, 'cause that's been a huge help.
Thanks, man. I think A reason why I'm a good coach is because I've had all of these same struggles that I help other people with. Like I know how hard it can be to break through fear. I know how uncomfortable it can be to sign up for something that's challenging or to really like commit to becoming your best. And through working on all those things myself and through working with people like you and other clients, like I know how to navigate those things. So appreciate you, man. And the whole reason why we did this, you know, episode was really just to try and impact one person who's listening to this, who's maybe in that previous, you know, state that you were in or I was in, where you're stuck in a job, you're thinking and feeling like you're called to something else, but you're a little bit held back or you're unsure of where to start. Yeah. If you're, you know, if anybody's there, like reach out to me, let's have a conversation. Tell me about where you're at and where you want to go. And I can definitely help you get there. And so Chris, you're the man. Want to say thank you again. And we will definitely need to have you back on once you have your book ready to go.
Love it, man. Thank you for this. This was a great chat. Appreciate you.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.